From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and the U.S. agree to more talks on the future of Syria. The United States and Russia have appeared to have bridged some differences, ending the Syrian conflict, with Moscow endorsing a plan for a third round of talks in New York scheduled Friday to discuss a political transition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in the Russian capital Tuesday, meeting President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We see Syria fundamentally very similarly. We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future. And we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Another way of saying the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also indicated the U.S. is not seeking regime change, a reference to the future of President Bashar al-Assad. Following Friday's International Syria Support Group meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected to follow on a transition in Syria. At least three people were killed Tuesday as police opened fire on Shia Muslim protesters in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna, demanding the release of their leader taken into military custody on Monday. The hundreds of protesters demanded the release of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who was detained after weekend clashes with members of his Islamic Movement of Nigeria, in which dozens were reported killed in the city of Zaria. Meanwhile, Iran has condemned the army crackdown. Iran's parliament called for an investigation into the deaths. The foreign ministry summoned the top Nigerian diplomat to lodge a protest. Members of the Muslim sect claimed up to 1,000 were killed. The violence followed the blocking of a highway by the Muslim group, who reportedly stoned the convoy carrying Nigeria's army chief. This is VOA News.